It's HPR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Through Sunday, legendary entertainer D.D. Bridgewater is back at the Blue Note, and we've got her on the line now. Hey, D.D.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I am good, and yourself?
I'm okay, thank you.
Memphis, Yes, I'm Ready is out, recorded at the same Memphis studio where Al Green recorded some of his material, done so, interestingly, with the son of the Al Green producer involved in the production alongside your daughter, Tulani.
Memphis, Yes, I'm Ready. That's what we're going to be doing. And I have a band from Memphis. The musicians who know this music.
How many pieces? What do you have?
We are a total of, hold on a second, I should know this by heart. There are six, including two horn players. So I've got keys, electric bass, guitar, drums, and two horn players, two background singers.
Are you doing just the Memphis?
That's all I'm doing.
Be something they've never experienced before.
Yeah.
And you're going to be also sharing some stories, I imagine, about making it. Talk about this thing with the son of the producer who had worked with Al Green.
Lawrence Mitchell, who is the son of Willie Mitchell, who created Royal Studios, just celebrated their 60th anniversary in November. They are one of the last remaining family-owned recording studios. It was like walking into a museum. The walls are lined, of course, with all of Al Green's album covers and his gold records and platinum records, and also a lot of other musicians who recorded there. They haven't touched the studio because they want to keep that magic intact.
Right.
They don't want to change the sound. So when you walk into the main studio, you know, some of the insulation, it looks like it's diseased. But I don't know. There's just something wonderful and magical about the studio and going into the recording vocal booth, imagining that you're in the same spot where Al Green stood, where, you know, all of these people that recorded there stood, you know.
You've also been honoring online, at least I saw a cat who, I remember getting to meet him once, seen him a few times, Hugh Masekela, who passed recently.
Oh my goodness, I absolutely adored Hugh Masekela. I met him through my second husband, whose name was Gilbert Moses. Then we became friends. And I actually, the last time I'd seen Hugh was the beginning of 2017. He was in New York. And I went down to hear him a couple of nights. And he was working on a musical that about his life with the choreographer George Faison. And he and George and I had talked, and I was going to get involved in that. But the angels took him. They took him, and I miss him very, very much, very, very much. He was a beautiful human being who told the truth, who stuck by his political beliefs, and who rallied around the abolition of the apartheid regime. So he was someone very special to me. He and Mary Makeba.
Right.
Were both very, very special to me.
I was going to mention that, too, right, because I saw both, and you have some... You always put cool pictures up there, too. You must have quite a collection, all the cats that you've run into.
Oh, I do. A little one, yeah.
I can imagine. Well, on a positive note, and it is positive to remember people.
It's totally positive.
But you mentioned Gilbert makes me think of China, your daughter. And
oh, my goodness. You know about my daughter, China?
Yeah, well,
that's really cool. I appreciate that. That's not often the case, so I do appreciate that.
And I saw the China in must have been having a good time, and you must have been having just as much of a good time watching her with Iggy Pop.
Oh, goodness. China was doing, it was a TV show in France that involved Iggy Pop and Grace Jones and China. They were the three artists on this TV show. She told me that Iggy Pop and Grace Jones came to see her, and they said if they had gotten together and had a child, it would have been her. They felt she was the perfect mix. And I'm very, very proud of my second daughter's career. My oldest daughter, Tulani, I call her my Donager because she's my daughter and manager.
Right.
And then I have a son. His name is Gabriel Durand. His father is Jean-Marie Durand in Paris, France. So my son is in Paris and being a young musician and trying to find himself, so.
Well, you are a very international lady, and it's D.D. Bridgewater back on ATC with us, and hope you had fun today. This is a lot of fun reconnecting with you.
Mel, thank you so much, Dave. It was a lot of fun talking to you. And to your listeners, I hope I see you at the Blue Note. Come and party with me. Hey, it's Dee Dee Bridgewater, and I want you to do me a favor. Show the station some love, because this is where my buddy, Dave Lawrence, works. Aloha, Dave. Aloha, everybody.
I've had my fun. If I don't get well no more, I've had my fun, people. If I don't get well no more, my health is feeling kind of funny. Well, I think I'm going down slow. Please write my mother. Tell her the shape I'm in. Somebody write my mother. Please tell her the shape I'm in. Tell her to pray for my people. Well, please forgive me for all my sins. I'm on the next train south. You can look for my clothes at home. I'm on that next train south. Go on, look for my clothes back home. If you don't see my body, all you can do is moan. If you see my father, tell him please don't waste no tears. If you see my mother, tell him please, 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 that I don't waste no tears. Shut up my ears.